UK. It's Logo. You know. Hey, man. Life's short, bruh. You gotta tell your people you love them while they're here, man.
All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoor. Time for another great adventure.
Don, do you think our AM listeners are shifting the dial?
Not at all.
We got that's it. That's because we're gonna have a musician coming on.
Sounding good to me.
And that is the musician. One year ago. Our next guest is an Asheville native, made a life decision not to keep doing the same old thing. Moving to Charlotte wasn't enough, and making music wasn't enough, so he did a complete 180 and decided to take up hiking. He's listed as the first gold mouth rapper to hike the Appalachian Trail, and I believe it. No argument from me. With that, Daniel White is his name, and like Clark Kent the Superman, he became the Black Appalachian. And we welcome him to the airwaves of the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys right now. Black Appalachian, how do you do?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing A-OK. You got Bill Bartee here, Don Yeager over there, the Outdoor Guys. It's great to have you back on. For those people who don't know the story, 1 year ago, you took up a sport that you really had no concept of, and now, 1 year later, you are a leading personality within the hiking community. Tell us about that path over the past 12 months or so, from hiking the Appalachian Trail to becoming the Black Appalachian.
Oh, man, it's been a ride, man. You know, April 17th last year, I took off for the Appalachian Trail after just a couple months of planning. You know, no experience whatsoever, and made it through. Finished up in October, so a little bit over 190 days. And, you know, me filming my hike on YouTube and everything, it kind of took off. And from there, I just been trying to, you know, continue to spread love and light, man, and build the brand. And, you know, just look forward to doing more things and, you know, Getting the word out, man. You know, that's all.
Tell us about the negativity. We've spoken about it before, but I think it's good to update a lot of our listeners that what shifted you into this particular life path was you just didn't like where it was going. You were 30 years old or so, and you did not like the life that you were leading. Tell us about that aspect, because it takes a lot of courage to do a 180 and go a different direction in life. Tell us about that part of it.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say a bad life. It was just monotonous, man. Tedious. You know, that 9-to-5, it get old, and after a while, you know, especially like when you watching people get laid off and, you know, they work for 15, 20 years and stuff like that, or maybe they pass away and, you know, they're replaced in a couple of days. So, you know, you can work forever, but, you know, and I'm an electrician. So, you know, I had a pretty good 9-to-5, but it's just the fact that, you know, sometimes you want more, you want freedom. And if you don't get it, you feel stifled. I mean, at least me personally. So.
And from that aspect, why hiking and why the Appalachian Trail? We know that initially last year it was a 2-month journey that you were going to take off on, which ended up being a multiple-month journey, and you hiked the entire trail. But why hiking?
Oh, man, I just I always love, like, the outdoor shows, you know, Man versus Wild, that type of thing. And so I put on Facebook one day, man, I want to see if I can survive in the woods. Just a random thought, you know. And so my cousin suggested go hike the Appalachian Trail, and I looked it up. And maybe a week later I decided, I can do that, you know.
Well, we just recently talked to a previous guest, Paul Neal, who just biked across America for the second time, once when he was 18, once when he was 68. And the one thing that he did was keep a journal. He kept a journal both trips. And, of course, a whole lot's changed from 1967 to 2017 as far as journal keeping. And you, the Black Appalachian, have become kind of a social media darling. And your journal is essentially through YouTube. Tell us about your YouTube postings, your most recent one. I think, Don, you'll find this of interest. is hiking and fishing along the Appalachian Trail. Tell us about the journaling, if you will, through the YouTube channel Black Alachian.
Oh, man, it's, you know, I was watching a couple of videos before. You know, I just like, you know, that's where we go now, YouTube, to learn anything. You can learn how to fix a car, well, maybe, you know, on YouTube. So I just was watching a lot of videos. I was like, well, maybe it'd be cool for me to do the same thing. So I just chronicled my whole hike, and it was fun because it made it kind of feel like you wasn't alone, even though you are, but it feel like you have people kind of rooting for you, and you know, they helped you get through the hike. Well, it helped me personally get through the hike, so it was cool. And I guess it just kind of, I guess I'm endearing. I don't know what it is that people enjoy. I don't know, but I'm glad that they enjoy it, and I'm glad they rock with me, and it's pretty cool, man. But hunting and fishing along the trail, man, it's a lot of places to do it if, you know, you're so inclined.
Well, and maybe your charisma is part of the YouTube channel, just like Don Yeager and my good look really is part of our radio charm here too. Okay, Ed Billick made a terrible face. Black Alachian is our guest here with the Outdoor Guys on the Carolina Outdoor Program. His YouTube channel, The Black Alachian, does have all his chronicles from his hike, but that has continued as well. And tell us about these days, because these days you're kind of an inspiration to young people, maybe getting outdoors, not just hiking the Appalachian Trail, but just being outdoors or being courageous enough to try something different. Tell us what's going on in your world these days as far as that goes, and even the trail magic that you're still continuing to spread on the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, well, you know, man, it's important that we get the kids out here, man. I think it's necessary to get them out there early, so before they get fears in them, because, you know, a lot of times adults already, we already have our own, you know, preconceived notions and fears and stuff like that. And it's necessary we just get them outside first so they can get a taste for it and get a love for it. Don't force too much on them. So I think that's important. So I think that's a duty. You know, now that I've hiked, I just feel like that's a duty. So I had a few people reach out about doing things with the kids. I just want to make sure everything is on the up and up and make sure it's not a lot of bureaucratics and stuff involved. And, you know, when that stuff gets involved, the kids suffer. So, you know, I just want to make sure it's right. And as far as, you know, trail magic is concerned, yeah, I went to Hot Springs, I think maybe last month, you know, and took some beers and, you know, bananas and stuff like that up to the hike, because just to get back on the trail, it just felt good to me to do, I feel like, because it was feeling good to me on the trail when I ran into trail magic, so it's only right to get back.
Well, trail magic's a unique thing, that's for sure, and it's rampant on the Appalachian Trail. Tell us about the future for you. What do you got planned? What's coming up over the next year or so?
Oh, well, next, I think coming up this summer, maybe around July, I plan on biking the Underground Railroad Trail, which is something totally different for me. I never really rode a bike any kind of distance or anything like that, only a 10-speed, I guess you could say. And I think it would be a good chance to kind of educate myself more on the history of the Underground Railroad and, you know, take people along with me so we all can, you know, learn a little thing. And, you know, I just want to, you know, do something different, you know. And then maybe next year we'll hit the PCT and, you know, have a little fun with that. And
that'd be,
you
know, the Pacific Crest Trail, right? Uh-huh. And, you know, the interesting thing, it's about the journey, not the destination, isn't it?
This is correct.
And you know we're after you, of course, at Jesse Brown's. We have our storyteller night, and you are a nominee for the upcoming September. So heads up, check that schedule. We are after the Black Alachian for that appearance as well. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Can we get you back on? We want to keep up with the Underground Railroad bicycle ride upcoming this summer, too. So we want to keep up with what's happening in the life of the Black Alachian. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
All right. Thank you for having me, man. And, yeah, anytime you want me back, man, just give me a call, man. No problem.
We will do it. Special thanks to you, as well as special thanks to Paul Neal. He's going to be on hand for Storyteller Night at Jesse Brown's May 17th to talk about Of Petals and Promises. as well as Bike Charlotte's Neil Boyd. Thank you for being on. For Ed Billick, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.